this is rock bottom, y'all. I never expected it. In order to be business like, you must meet the prerequisite. With your culture at home, smile. Don't be too proud, too wild. You may suffer, just don't cry out loud. This notion of professionalism is like an exorcism, forced to give your life away while you're earning a living. These thoughts had stopped me from rejoining the workforce, but now the situation I'm in just seems to hurt more. Maybe it won't be bad, maybe it'll be good. I could use a little structure in my life, maybe I should take my suit and tie out of the closet, try shining up my shoes and brush the fucking dust off of my wallet. Let's consider the prospects, make a couple phone calls. Now so many interviews, you know I got next week. I'm strictly going from the bottom to the peak. I'm ready, focused, and determined to get back on my feet.
Daddy had a name tag that said busy working. Mommy had a bell cart that said missing person. God had a new Facebook love with nobody to learn with. Oil and water trying to mix on the same circuit.
I got a job at a business place I choose not to name. Ask me how did I achieve this so quick? Yes, you may. Back when I was blind, my efforts had compiled a stunning resume. I didn't value it back then, but boy, it helped today. I'm pushing every single thought of rebelling away. I'm working real hard, my pockets are swelling, and hey, can you believe I met the girl of my dreams? I swear she's meant for me. We've been together over 2 years, going on three. We married on our fourth anniversary. Bought a house and turned a room into a nursery for the bouncing baby boy that we're expecting in June. I sat in that delivery room from noon to noon, 24 hours of labor. Then the nurse asked me his title for the paper, you know, so the government can trace ya. First name John, last name insignificant. I'm smiling like a proud dad, I got the birth certificate. Go to the house and here's why vanity's a sin. I looked around and nothing's good enough for her or him. So my 8 hour days became 9, 9 slid up to 10, a subtle slip up to 11. And then after a 12 hour day, I got too little energy to say I love you to my lady or play daddy to Jay. And I thought this was the way to be a husband and a father. I guess I could have looked in her eyes and seen I lost, but it wasn't my fault. I'm working hard, it couldn't be. I've been successfully existing as a member of this family. I was so convinced the household had to always be complete. I didn't realize the only thing that's missing is me.
Daddy had a name tag that said busy working. Mommy had a bill card that said missing person. Nobody to learn with. That's oil and water trying to mix on the same circuit.
There was never any talk of divorce. I can't believe how focused I was in the face of such a huge potential loss. Not a sign of weakness with the boss. In fact, I was mad at my wife as if she's trying to knock me off course. But I still visited the floors to get the flowers.
When's the last time I did this?
Not since our wedding shower. I got home and I was greeted by the fact we've been deleted. I was someone that my wife and child thought they no longer needed. And before I could say where's John, I looked down and he was clinging to her arm. I realized that done them wrong. I blacked out and by the time I came to, they were gone. But somehow I sat and shook my head and then I carried on. And I still completed 3 weeks of work before my breakdown. The ambulances came and I got medicine to take now. And it's hard to get a job when you've been treated and released. So both my relationship and my career are diseased. It took years to put myself together piece by piece. And thank God I found a woman that's real patient with me. And I'll never let this happen again. It's not to be, I'm ready, focused, and determined to get back on my feet.
Daddy had a name tag that said busy working. Mommy had a milk carton that said missing person. John had a new baseball glove with nobody to learn with. The oil left the water and the water kept searching. Keep searching.